views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Everybody, to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. So nice to be back, folks, and we have a great show for you planned today. We have a very special guest with us. Her name is Jasmine, and she is a psychic from Seattle. And I'm really
excited. She's a psychic from Rhode Island, not Seattle.
I'm so sorry.
No, she is from Wyoming, Rhode Island. Go figure. Two states in one. No, she's from Wyoming, which is right next to Westerly, which is one of my favorite places in the whole world.
Me too.
And stuff. So anyway, so she's going to be on for the second hour, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
So.
In fact, I have some questions to ask her.
Yeah, and you're going to see she's really good. She's,
yeah.
She's a fiery redhead.
Oh, I'm all.
She is.
Nice.
She's a fiery redhead.
That's great. Oh,
you know?
Boy.
And I got to tell you, when I went out to Rhode Island last week, it was amazing because. You know, went to the stagecoach, we went to the stagecoach and then, which is the hotel in Wyoming, Rhode Island. I have to think about this. There's two states in one. Wyoming. I don't want to say Rhode Island, Wyoming, but it's Wyoming, Rhode Island, which is again, right next to Westerly. So we go there and it's a beautiful stage. It's a beautiful hotel and we get there and there's a spiritual place within the hotel, which I never seen before in my entire place. And this is the room that Jasmine started, this little spiritual place that Jasmine started. Yeah. So she does readings there and she does, all kinds of cool stuff.
Very cool.
She sells, all kinds of like neat crystals and all kinds of really cool stuff. So anyway, so the owner of the place, met me when I was checking in and she says, oh, you got to come here. You got to meet Jasmine. Two of you are going to hit it off. So, me and Allison, we walked over and we go over to meet Jasmine and it was great. It was really good energy.
I know you're very good at choosing very good energy. So I'm really excited to meet her today and I'm excited to ask her a few things about my life that I need to know.
Yeah. So, and you're going to see she's humble because she doesn't give herself enough credit.
Is she young?
Yeah. Yeah. She's young. She's, I don't know, she's in her 30s or something like
she's
that.
Young.
Or yeah, of course. But very cool person.
Lovely.
And she's filled with lots of positive energy.
Great.
And so you're going to hear three psychics
battling it off.
Yeah, not battling it off, but bouncing off of one another.
Battle of the psychics.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun. So for this week's topic, for this first segment, I thought it would be very interesting to talk about how certain scents
remind you.
Yeah, certain smells or certain scents remind you of certain people.
Yes.
A certain scent could bring you back into the yesteryears.
That's so true.
You know, like there's a couple of perfumes that when I hear.
Don't tell me like, wait a minute, I'll tell you right away.
I don't even know the name of it.
You'll know if I say it. Jeanette. Come on, everybody knows Jeanette.
No.
That's like from
you'd
60s,
have to spray. 70s. I know, but you'd have to spray it to me. I don't know. The only one that I know because of now is Happy. There's lots of girls. Like half the girls, I said, "Wow, you smell good." Half the girls will tell me, "Oh, I'm wearing Happy."
Oh, okay, so you like that smell.
I love that smell. Love that smell.
You have to understand that he grew up in a family of three men, three boys. His mother had three boys. She was the princess among three boys. Okay, so as far as perfumes go, I understand that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right, you're right. I don't. So, but no, but a lot of times, you know, even spiritually, you know, people all of a sudden,
have a story to tell you about that.
Yeah, for no reason, like all of a sudden they'll start smelling cigars cigarettes.
You took it right out of my head.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm with my son and we're sitting on the couch in the family room. And all of a sudden, we both at the same time smell cigars. Now, nobody in this house smokes cigars. So my father actually smoked cigars. And my son looked at me and I looked at him. He had the gift as well, but he was petrified of it. Anyway, he looks at me, I look at him, and he says, we both say at the same time, Pop's here. And it was. It absolutely was Pop. We knew it. We felt it. And in fact, my daughter, his sister, took some pictures and there was two orbs over us. And then after we smelled the cigar, we smelled carnations, which was his mother's favorite flower. So in honor of her, I bought a beautiful carnation plant, which I'm nurturing right now. And it's giving me beautiful, beautiful scented flowers. And I call it Nanny Ma.
That's very good.
Yeah.
You know, I also know that, you know, when certain flowers, whether it be honeysuckle, jasmine, you know, the flower jasmine,
yeah.
Roses, you know, when you, like I said, when you smell of certain scents, it easily could bring you to a memory.
Oh, absolutely.
Of a loved one who's passed away or of your childhood. And like I said, there was this one scent and I only smell it every so often. It's a rarity. But when I smell it, it brings me right back to ninth grade.
Yeah.
Because my very first girlfriend in ninth grade, she wore this perfume that I absolutely loved. And I smell it once every millennium. It's like, it's a rarity. But when I smell it, I love it. And it brings me right to that moment.
Yeah.
And, you know.
How about cooking smells?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Cooking smells will also. You
yes.
know, that's great.
Back. When I smell fry bread cooking, it brings me right back home. When I smell tomato sauce, it brings me right back home.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Just two opposites of the spectrum.
Yeah, really. You're not kidding.
I have a wonderful Italian family. Wonderful Italian family. And they raised me, and I got so much love and caring and attention from them that it was the best thing that God ever did for me. And, of course, you know, when I was little, it was the fry bread. It was the summers out living outside. It was the fry bread. It was the prairie turnips and the stews. And, you know, and when I cook them, and because nobody else knows how. So when I cook them, I it brings me back to a time where, you know, it's like a double sword, a double edged razor sword, because it was a happy time. And then right after that was a very sad time. So, you know, it brings me the nostalgia of my youth, very young youth. And then it brings me the pain of the suffering after it. But when I smell tomato sauce, I'm always happy because I had the most amazing grandmother, and my grandmother used to cook phenomenal. She used to make all kinds of Italian foods, and she used to do all the frying of the eggplants, and she used to do all the sauces and the meatballs. Mm-hmm. And when I smell frying meatballs, I'm right to her door.
I've never, what do you mean frying meat? I just had meatballs. I never
no,
had
you're
frying.
Supposed, no, you're supposed,
you fry meatballs?
Of course.
You fry meatballs?
You make the meat.
You're the roll. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you roll it in a bowl and then you fry it. Pan fry it.
Oh, okay.
And then
all
you
right.
take each meatball and you put it into the sauce.
Oh, okay.
And that's how they cook. And then all the beautiful
shows
meat.
You how, you know, this is a guy who has TV dinners and goes out to eat on a regular basis.
absolutely. I can see that. So,
oh, we're okay.
All that stuff brings me right back to my youth, and I love it.
That's cool. Yeah. You know, for me, as far as when I smell certain scents of foods, love. When I tell you love, I have a love affair with matzo brie.
That's the truth.
Which is like a French toast, but instead of using bread, you use matzo. And when I tell you, it's one of my favorite foods in the whole world. I woof it down like there's no other food that's going to be left once this is over. It's like
He's
I have
kidding,
this
folks.
Fetish. I have this fetish for matzo brie. It's out of this world. And it's like I said, it's made like a French toast. And it's really good.
During Passover, him and my husband, they got like 40 boxes of matzah bread. They made matzah bread to die for.
Oh, I was in pig heaven. Oh. And all I do is I just put sugar over it. I'm not the one that uses syrup and all that other stuff. I just use, you know, once it's made, and then I just pour a bunch of sugar on it, and then I just thoroughly enjoy it.
I like it too. I like matzah. Yeah. It doesn't like me. It goes right to my fat.
It's very fattening. You know, during Passover, it's like eggs. Oh, check this out. I got to say something. You know, as we're talking about foods, watch. We're switching from scents to Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray show here. And what's interesting is, It's good. Oh, damn.
Matzah bread.
We were talking about matzah bread. We were talking
Rachel
about
Ray.
Foods. Oh, shoot.
All right.
I hate when that happens.
It'll come.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. So anyway, when I smell like...
You never smell.
Thank you.
You're always very well groomed.
Thank you. You know, when I smell... candles burning, certain candles, it brings me to Christmas, it brings me to Halloween, it brings me to the fall.
Well, yeah, if you have pumpkin spice and if you have the evergreen stuff and all. Yeah, isn't that something? Like, even during the summertime, like if you happen to have leftovers from a different season, you know, you walk into a room and would it instantly bring you to that time of year.
Yes.
You know, like she was saying, the fall time would be pumpkin spice and Christmas time would be evergreen. I guess the lilacs and honeysuckles could bring you right to the springtime.
Exactly.
And then you have the beet smelling stuff.
Oh, my God.
You know, and then the candles that smell like the beet stuff.
Did I tell you? Did I tell you that Richie rented us a beach house for a week?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. You said the end of June, right?
The end of June into July.
Yeah, I'm going to be in England then.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm going to be in England. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to laying on that beach, folks.
Yeah.
My cosmetologist is going to, like, shoot me in the head when I come back. She's going to look like a wrinkled old prune.
Yeah.
Get out the big needles.
I got news for you. I could sit under an umbrella now and still get a really good tan.
You know
because
why?
Because of the reflection of the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So.
And also, how about citronella? Citronella is the smell of summer. It takes away the mosquitoes. But we're gonna come back in 1 minute, folks. We're gonna go for a break now, and we'll be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic. Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Angels and Answers. You're with Artie and Sky Siegel, and we are here to spread some more love in your way. So for this hour, we were talking about how certain scents could bring back memories, bring back old times.
Boyfriends.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, a whole lot of stuff. You know, it's like also the scent. You know, what a great gift God has given us. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh.
God gave us, you know, endless supply of gifts.
Yes.
And having the fresh scent of whatever, whether it be perfumes, colognes, flowers, food, you know, it is such a pleasure. And it could raise your vibrations. It definitely could raise your vibrations.
Of course it does. And not only that, it brings you to a place, even if you don't have memories, it's a pleasing, loving feeling. And it does trigger of many emotions. If you're smelling food, even if you're not hungry, all of a sudden you start getting hungry, right? When you start smelling food, you know.
Yeah,
that.
Of course. Oh, yeah, people, I got to tell, now I remember what I wanted to tell you. Right now, and I don't know what the religion is, right now there's a religion for the month of June where people fast for a month.
Oh, it's Muslims.
It's the Muslims?
Yes.
For a month.
Wait a minute. It's Ramadan.
Ramadan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My God. And I thought the Jews had hard for one day. No, I mean, they could drink. They just can't eat for
a month.
That's insane.
That's Ramadan.
I'm sorry. That's a little bit too much.
God bless them.
I heard of a cleansing. I heard of cleansing, but that's unbelievable. And then, you know, what happens, and I was explaining to one of the girls, you know, it was a bank teller who happens to be doing this, and she just happened to be mentioning what she's doing. And
you do know that they're allowed to eat after sundown. Do you know that?
No.
They fast all day long, and then after sundown, they are allowed to have a meal, one meal a day.
Oh, from my understanding, it was like a month straight.
No. Who could survive a month straight without food?
That's what I thought. It was crazy.
Yeah. No, they were allowed to have a meal.
Trust me, this was man-made. It wasn't sent by God.
No.
Some guy created this.
You know, people don't understand that God does not want you to suffer here.
No, not at all.
You have enough with everyday problems that you run into. He doesn't want you to suffer for him. He wants you to love for him. He wants you to spread your love and your peace and your joy and your prosperity. He wants you to love your brothers and sisters, and he wants you to love all the animals. He wants us to be a perfect environment, almost like the Garden of Eden, you know?
Yeah, and that's going to be our next segment. Our next hour segment is about God and how God is filled with unconditional love, and that he's not filled with anger.
Never.
And he's not filled with revenge.
He doesn't want to punish, no punishment.
Yeah, he's not. But there is cause and effect. But we're going to talk about that when Jasmine gets here.
Okay, good.
Because she just went through some hard times. She just went through some challenging times. So, this segment we were talking about, you know, the great gift that God has given us as far as our scent. You know, it stinks, you know.
All of our senses.
Yeah, can you, you know, it's got to stink for when, you know, when people have you know, sinus problems or their nose is clogged and you can't taste.
Oh, that is murder for me.
Oh, my God. When you can't taste.
No, it's murder. It's absolute murder for me. And I'll tell you something else. What about touch? Now, I can tell you this firsthand. I was in a very serious automobile accident, and I took the sense of touch very, like, it was nothing. It was, like, just there, and it was terrific, and I never gave it a second thought until I broke my back and I had neurological damage and lost the feeling on one side of my complete back. So it feels as though I'm touching dead meat.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's been 14 years now, and I still have no touch. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I, believe me, folks, it was a very hard thing to get used to, and I do not take for granted anymore the sense of touch, because the sense of touch is erotic, the sense of touch is comfort, the sense of touch is happiness, it's camaraderie, bonding. It's the first thing a mother does to her child when she gives birth to it.
You want to something? I want to ask all you listeners. I mean, all of you listeners. I need a personal favor from you. For all of you within your prayers and who does Reiki energy, if you could send energy to my right eye, because in my right eye, it's actually getting better.
I meant to
it really
ask
is.
You. I'm
it,
so
it is.
Sorry. How
it's
awful.
It's actually getting better. For some reason, out of left field, my retina swollen up, and I went to a specialist, a top-notch specialist who's regarded as one of the best.
Yeah.
It just so happened, he happened to be only a few miles away from me, and my eye doctor said, I'm sending you to this doc, I forgot his name, and he said he is literally regarded as one of the best in the state. He has a very high, incredible reputation in the tri-state area. And so I went to see him, and he said, Artie, he goes, I got some news for you. He says, unfortunately, he says, there's no cure for a ruptured retina. It's swollen. He
oh
goes, he says, there's no reason why it happened. Like, there was no cause or effect. He says, it's just the way your eye is shaped. And I sat there calm, like, because in my left eye, I could see perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a problem whatsoever. So I could see fully like everyone else. It's just like when I close my left eye, I can only see partially. But actually, it's been getting a little better. Thank God. As I'm noticing it right now. And so when the doctor told me, like, he's telling me, like, he's, you know, almost told me, like, I had cancer or whatnot.
Oh my God.
And I just said to him, I said, you want to know something, doc? Even though you told me that it's not reversible or something, I said, I 100% believe in the power of prayer. And I believe in that spirituality can break all the laws of physics.
Without a doubt.
So I said, I'm not worried about what you just told me, because right. I 100% believe that my vision is going to be if not fully restored, pretty damn close to it.
It's going to be fully restored.
And
I'm predicting that.
And so that's wonderful.
It.
So anyway, I said to him, I said, I feel like it will be, I said, I see 2020 for my visions. And I said, I'm not really worried about it. So even though you told me what you told me, he goes, it's 80%, 90% in your favor that, you know, your left eye won't get it. He says, but it's not 100%, but he says, God only knows why it happened.
So there's no explanation.
So he says there's no explanation. He says you don't have glaucoma.
Thank God.
He says you don't have glaucoma. There's no other ruptures. There's no tumors. You have no cancer. You have nothing.
Thank God.
And I just said, I said, all right, that's cool. You know, the MRI came out great. The CAT scan came out great. The blood work, there was no. He says everything came out normal. He says there's no logical reasoning other than for whatever reason your blood vessels just, you know, the way the blood was flowing, whatnot. So again, so for all of you who do healing energy, for all of you who have, you know, please put me in your prayers, Artie Hoffman, for my right eye. And you want to know something? So things, it has not been getting worse. It has not been getting worse. And
you want to hear my prediction?
Sure.
I can feel it 100%.
Yeah.
In 3 years, this will be something that you will totally have forgotten about, because your vision will be 100% restored within 3 years.
And I feel that this is maybe God's little test to me. Like, you know, God forbid if I was to lose my eyesight. Yeah, you know, that would be, you know, not to see the beauty of
right.
what God has created.
Right.
You know, and
and you especially, because you don't take anything for granted.
No, I don't take anything for granted. And, you know, and I, of course, like everybody else, they depend on my eyes, you know, for all what I got going on. You know, besides all the people that I meet for my spirituality and my other business, my other endeavors.
And your writings are
amazing. My writings and stuff like that. So I do have a lot going on. And, you know, so like I said, I feel extremely blessed that I'm in this position of having so many beautiful friends who have sent me their prayers and their Reiki energy. So I'm extending it to everyone else right now, Artie Hoffman, P.O. Box, no.
So, P.O. Box, pray for me, folks.
Pray for me, folks, right. And, you know, but like I said, I feel very confident. I really do. I feel very confident that my that everything will be restored, and that the swollenness behind my retina will be gone. So, and yeah, I do. And I feel like, you know, I always said that, you know, I've always had good health throughout my whole life. I really have. Other than, you know, minor little stupid stuff, you know. You know, if I was a car, my engine and transmission's always been good, other than brakes and other little maintenance stuff. That's it.
New tires.
You know, new tires here and there. So, but any case. So, yeah. So, again, I just thank all of you in advance.
You will be fine.
For your prayers and sending your healing energy to me. And I will tell you the progress and the good news. But I feel very confident. And I'm honestly not worried. And so it's all good. It's all good.
The power of prayer is remarkable and moves mountains.
It does. It creates miracles. And I always say this.
We're not talking about like prayers that you open up from a book that somebody else made. It's your personal rapport with God. It's your words. It's your deeds and your actions. Those are all prayers. But it's when you can sit down on the couch like I did before the show, and I was speaking out loud to all of my archangels like they were right in front of me and I was just having a conversation. Those are prayers because they come from your heart, your soul. And I very rarely pick up a prayer book, and say a prayer from the prayer book. Because I feel that somebody else's heart speaking. My heart needs to say what I feel is right for God.
You want to know something? When I was raised Jewish, and I'm very proud of that. And it gave me the base foundation of my values and everything, you know, for me and my family. And, you know, but when I go to temple, when I've gone to temple, and I've read some of the things, I'm not even going to get in detail, but when I've read some of the things in the books, it is so opposite of what I, contradictive of what I feel. It's like it doesn't even resonate. I mean, yes, I understand that, you know, according to historians and all, the Jews were the ones that received the Ten Commandments and that we were the first ones to believe in God or to know of God. And, you know, to my understanding, granted, I wasn't there back in the day. I'm only going by what a lot of people have said. So even people have come up to me, even the born again Christians and the other Muslims or Jehovah said, oh, you're the chosen people. You're the lucky ones because you're Jewish and stuff. And then in the next breath, they say, but if you don't follow Jesus, you're not going to heaven. You got to go straight to hell. But yet I am the chosen one. What? I am the chosen one. I am the chosen one, the first one to go right to hell. You know, I said nothing personal. I think Jesus was Jewish himself. So it's
he was.
So thank God he prayed to himself.
And I'll tell you, not only was he Jewish, but he was a rabbi.
That's right. Oh, really?
Did you know that Jesus was a rabbi?
I did now.
Yes, he was a rabbi.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oy vey.
Oy vey is right.
Wow. All right.
Hey, listen, folks, I
could believe that.
Listen, if Jesus was a rabbi, you got to know they were doing something right.
They had to be doing something right.
Right. But at this moment, guys, we have to take another commercial break and we'll be right back.
So stick around.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Welcome back, everybody, with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Just wanted everyone to know that if you wanted an amazing private reading from Sky Siegel, who is one of the best mediums you could ever come across. Yes, and I really mean that. She's a phenomenal reader, and not only in person. If you're lucky to see her in person, you know, it's more kudos to you. We're based out of New Jersey. So wherever you are, just fly right in. And, you know, but you won't be disappointed. And she's just as accurate. We're both just as accurate over the phone.
Yes.
Her number is 908-500-1474.
All right.
That's 908-500-1474. And if you wanted a reading from myself, Artie Hoffman, whether it be a mediumship reading or a psychic reading, you know, just give me a call at
908-500-1474.
That's right. Either way, just call Sky. Somehow you'll get a good reading.
I had to do it.
That was pretty funny. I didn't mind that at all.
I love you.
That's so funny.
Now, if you really want to get a fabulous reading, guys, honestly, Artie is, he has moved mountains with his predictions and with connecting to the spirit world. And put it this way, I go to Artie when I have a problem.
And vice versa.
Yes, that's true.
I go to myself. I look in the mirror. I say, mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the most psychic of them all? All right, and then I look at myself. I say, all right, well, what would you do? And what would you do? You know? So my number is 877-ANGEL-02. 877-ANGEL-02. I am a master at predicting people's future love. And
yes,
when it comes when it comes to love relationship. Now, Sky and I, we both have similar gifts. We really do, in the sense of the quality and our predictions. We not only talk about your past, present, and future, we also communicate to the other side. If there's medical issues going on inside, we're very accurate, we're very good.
Yes.
And we're not doctors, okay? So we're not claiming to be MDs or, you know, we didn't go to medical university, and God, we saved a lot of money.
I know.
By not having to go through all
I
that
know.
Thingamabob. And also, if you have issues with your pets, you know, even if they passed away or if they have medical issues,
right,
you know, the spirits talk to us and we believe in the spirit and they tell us, you know, what's what. They just tell it like it is.
Yes. And actually, I'm going through that right now. One of my large dogs, the Neomastiffs, Harley, he comes in from playing outside one afternoon and he's limping. Now, that you could take that any way. You could have a thorn in his paw. He could have twisted an ankle. But what happened was I looked at him and my spirit said, Sky, he broke his leg. And believe me, he wasn't even out there that long. He must have fallen in a gopher hole. So I knew that he broke his leg and I got him to the doctor. After I got him to the doctor, he said, Sky, he broke his leg. I said, well, I could have told you that. And right now there's a chain of events that's going on with him. And I'm not going to say anything right now because I know there's nothing wrong with him. And I know that the doctors are a little overcautious at this point because it hasn't been taken care of and it hasn't grown together. So they're giving me all kinds of stuff. And I'm not going to share it because I'm going to keep it on a very positive note because my angels and my guardian angels have told me he has just a breakage and it'll be fixed with pins.
Amen.
Amen to that.
I wanted to share an experience that I had many moons ago. I was in my mid-20s, and my wife and I, who was my wife at the time, my first wife, Cindy, her and I, we flew out to Florida. And while we were in Florida, now mind you, I wasn't into the spiritual realm at this time. You know, I didn't have spit as far as abilities to be able to read people. And so I was sitting next to this very interesting person who, it was a fellow who was about my age, and we were busting each other's chops and we were joking back and forth. And he says, yo, dude, he says, listen, he goes, if you get a chance, he said, you should go to Casadega, Florida. He goes, the whole town is filled with spiritualists and mediums and psychics.
Yay.
The entire town is filled with spiritual mediums and psychics. I think the real name of it is called St. Helena's.
No kidding.
And it's actually, you know, and it's called Casadega. It's been on 60 Minutes many times. It's been on 2020 many times.
Are you kidding me?
And so he was telling me, he says, let me tell you something. He says, these people are so gifted, the energy in there. When you go, like going to that, like when you get off the main road, because Casadega, Florida is exactly right in the middle, right off of Route 4, which is right in the middle between Daytona Beach and Orlando. And Route 4 connects the both. And so like halfway right in between is Casadega.
Isn't that funny, the number 4?
Yeah.
Because that's the number of the angels.
Yes, well, yes, that's true. I didn't even think about that. So he says, you got to go there. He goes, it's an amazing experience.
He says, I
promise you, you'll be blown away. So anyway, so there was a fella who is like sitting catty-corner right behind us. So as we were getting up and we was putting on our coats, and so the fella leaned over to me and goes, hey, buddy, he goes, I just want you to know what that fella said about Casadega. He says, that's 100% true.
Really?
He goes, I went there myself, he says, not too long ago. And when I was getting a reading there, he says, I noticed that the radio was playing a little loud. And I asked the guy, you know, can we please turn down the radio? He goes, you could turn down the radio or turn off the radio if you want. But I promise you, by the time you get back, the spirits love the music so much. He says, it's going to turn itself right back on.
Oh,
and he said, I did. He goes, go ahead. So he turned it off. He goes, me and him were the only ones in the room. He says, I turned off the radio. It was completely off. By the time I sat back in my chair, that radio was right back on.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
He goes, it's really a cool experience. So I went there. So I went there with Cindy, all right, again, who is my ex. So I went there with Cindy. And, you know, we wanted to communicate. Well, I wanted to communicate to my grandmother Rose, and who is my mother's mother, and my wife wanted to communicate to her mother. So so the lady Sandy, who we saw at Casadega, I don't know if she reads there anymore. She was a quaint lady, a lovely, lovely, beautiful spirited person. So when we got there and we sat down. Now, mind you, there's no wires. It's just a simple box wooden room with a simple desk and two and three chairs. It was just very, very simple. And so she said to Cindy and she said to me, she goes, all right, in a moment. And she was recording this. She goes, I want you to ask for your mother, and then Artie, I want you to ask for your grandmother, and just stay silent for a little bit. And so anyway, so we closed our eyes and we got in this little meditative form. And so my wife asked for her mother and I asked for my grandmother, Rose. And then we all had our eyes closed. And then in a matter of nanoseconds, the whole room smelt of roses.
Really?
The whole room. And she goes like this. And Sandy goes, oh, my God, do you smell that? And it smelled like somebody took perfume and put it right up my nostrils. It was so strong.
Wow.
The whole room smelt of roses. I was scared crapless. I mean, totally crap, because it was a first time experience ever, you know. And then on the recording, you know, because, you know, we were to be quiet, you know, during the recording. How are we on time?
We have 3 minutes.
Okay. So here we are. So we're recording this. And so while we were asking for our mother and our grandmother, she stopped the tape. She rewound the tape. Because we were silent. After we asked, it was silent. And so we listened to it. And there was absolutely nothing on the tape. She goes, all right, let's do this again. So again, so she brought it right back to square. And she brought out a brand new tape. And again, she presses, she goes, she nods her head. She goes, ask for your mother, ask for your grandmother. So we both asked for our mother and grandmother. And again, after we asked, it was silent for a few minutes. She goes, all right, let's re-listen to it. And like about 1.5 minutes into the reading, into the tape, we heard a soft voice say, Rose, said the word, my grandmother's name, Rose, on the tape. And it was, oh my God, when I tell you, chills shot up throughout my spines. I said, I gotta go now. I was so overwhelmed. And she goes, no, don't. She goes, the vibrations are high. I know that you're, I said, no, I gotta go now. We got a long drive home. I could not stay there. I was so overwhelmed.
That is amazing.
And that was, mind you, now had I have experienced that, like now me being psychic,
yeah,
and with
the
spirit, it totally would have been, oh wow, that's cool, let's see what
and
else
you,
they have to,
right, and what else do they have to say?
But for the, no, but that's it. And for the very first time, you know, when I, you know, smelt all the scents of roses, and then I heard this little soft voice, it was clear as a bell to hear the name Rose. I said, whoa, and I just said, I'm out of here.
You know what I feel about that place? I feel that's a portal. I feel that's a portal to spirit.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
You know why? Because it's just too quick. Your loved ones come too quickly, and you could literally hear and smell them. So to me, that means that they're actually able to visit with you. And I'll bet you, if you were open enough, you would be able to see them. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after this commercial break. So
stick around.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. You're with Angels and Answers. And yeah, so we are, this segment was about who stinks. No, this segment was about, you know, all the scents and the smells and how people relate to certain things, certain objects, certain foods, certain people.
Yeah.
Spirit comes back. And they bring their scent. How they do it, God only knows. They only know. It's amazing. And yeah, they can make your whole room smell of cigars, cigarettes, even
roses.
When there's roses, flowers. You know what? God bless the person who created Yankee Candle.
Right?
Seriously. I mean, all these beautiful scents. Like, who thinks of this? I mean, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
You know, one of a many billion things that go on. But how cool is that when you walk into someone's place, someone's home, and you burn a candle? You know, in many cases it's Yankee Candle. It's not always Yankee Candle, but they're the most popular.
Yeah.
And it's great to smell all the beautiful scents that when you walk into someone's home.
Yes.
And it could smell like cupcakes, and
yes.
It could smell like birthday cakes, and
yes.
It could smell like the fall and the spring and the summer.
And Christmas.
And Christmas time and stuff. And, you know, like I said, what a beautiful gift that is. You know, hair shampoos. You know, I
yes.
love it. You know, I got, you know, because I always hug everybody who I read for. And, you know, you and I, we're very huggy-feely, touchy people.
Yes, very.
And so it's like when I hug somebody, and if it's not their perfume, it's their shampoo.
Yes.
And like I got to tell you. Head and Shoulders makes, I'm telling you, their scent is amazing. Head and Shoulders,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's amazing
yeah.
how great it smells, you know? So,
And what about the smell of a brand new baby?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love the smell of a brand new baby?
Oh,
I mean, yeah. Oh, that brings you right back to when you had your children and that beautiful, absolutely precious smell that they have to them. Oh, I just
I know.
Them.
Seriously. Yeah, tell me that doesn't melt you.
Oh, it
that
does.
When you just want to smell the scent of a baby or, you know, that, you know, everyone could relate to Johnson & Johnson's
yes.
because with the baby scent, with the baby oils and the baby
yes.
powder and stuff like that. And, you know, you want to bite their hiney, you
oh,
want to
yes.
bite their feet.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and
eat
stuff.
Their arms
yeah.
off.
And, you know, it's just, you know, it's just amazing.
Just,
it really
and
is.
And God gave us that beautiful gift to be able to smell and to be able to assimilate and remember
yeah.
that it's like something in your brain that's stimulated to remember, to bring you back that love and joy that you had the times that you smelled those things.
Now, sometimes not all smells are good.
This is true.
You know, there are, you know, on the flip side.
On the flip side.
Of dirty feet.
Wait, when you come out of the Mexican restaurant.
That's right.
Yes. After those bean burritos.
That's right. It can be pretty nasty.
Oh, my God.
Let's pull over the covers.
Oh, yes.
We're going to drop a few bombs.
What do they
watch
call
out.
That?
Wait. Hiroshima's coming. Watch out. The hydrogen bomb is coming, everybody.
They call that a Dutch oven.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. Or the Hershey squirts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people are saying, oh, my God, that's disgusting. Let's turn the channel.
It's
Let's
just
turn the station.
Natural. We're very natural.
Yeah. You know, and then there's some
We're
people.
Natural.
Yeah. And then there's some people who think that when they let go from the other end, it's like it smells like potpourri. Everybody
poopy,
else stinks.
Poopy.
That's right.
Poopy.
Yeah. Poopy potpourri.
Listen, that's just a part of life. It's just a part of a natural body function. You know, when I first had my first child, I was so petrified. I heard all the old lady stories, how you're going to die, suffer pain. Oh, my God, the worst pain in the world. But then somebody had come over to me and said, you know what? Having a child is a natural body function. So your body is going to go through that process and do what it has to do, whether you're afraid or whether you're calm. So I suggest you calm down and let it go. And my children were born. My worst one was an hour. My daughter Jennifer, 25 minutes. And if it wasn't that Vanessa never dropped, I wouldn't ever have a cesarean. Mm-hmm. However, it is a natural body function. So, you know, God gave us these amazing tools that we have to reproduce and to enjoy touch and to enjoy smell and our sight. We also, and not everybody has that luxury. And although some people don't have their sight, God made it up in other areas. They're very keen on touch. They're very keen on smell.
Oh, yeah. When you lose a particular one of your senses, yes, your other sense heightens.
Absolutely.
You know, God forbid you should lose your hearing or your, yes, sight or your feeling of touch or smell.
Yes.
Everything else 100% heightens.
Heightens to a level that we can't even believe, that we can't even assimilate with.
You want to know something? It was interesting. You know, I was watching, if anyone ever saw the movie Ray, you're going,
yes,
to know what I'm talking about. And if you haven't seen,
movies.
If you haven't seen the movie Ray, do yourself a favor, do yourself a big, big treat and see the movie Ray. It's based on the true life story of Ray Charles, an amazing, amazing person. You,
yes,
talk about somebody who had to, you know, go through some really hard times and trials and tribulations, you know. He wasn't born blind, but then he developed some kind of eye disease at an early age, and he lost his eyesight probably around 5 years old, give,
yeah,
or take or whatnot. And what happened was he was, you know, they were showing how his keen of hearing like went up by tenfold,
oh, yeah,
because he had to depend on his hearing and his sense of smell and,
right,
and all the other senses. And what was really interesting, there was also a scene where, you know, he could hear the little clitter clatter of a little bug on the floor, and he was able to track it down and to capture it. And
amazing, huh?
And then when he was in a restaurant and he was having dinner with somebody, and he says, "Do you hear that?" He goes, "What?" He says, "You don't hear that?" He says, "There's a hummingbird right outside,
yes,
the window."
You remember that part?
And the person looked over and you saw the hummingbird, and like you can't really hear the flapping of their wings.
Right.
You know, you really don't hear,
yes,
that. But because the senses became so much more keen, it's just amazing. Like if God forbid you lost your right hand or you broke your right hand or your left hand or whatever, your other one is going to become that much stronger, or,
right,
the same thing with your legs or whatever. But it's amazing how the rest of your body steps up to the plate to make up the difference. And then you say, "Oh God, if I only had that other one back, then I would be that much stronger." But you don't, because we take it for granted.
That's right.
It just makes you have to work that much harder to get you there.
Yeah, it's very much like mediumship, if you think about it. Because, I mean, some people, like when you're starting a mediumship, you're struggling to hear, you're struggling to see in your mind's eye. But then after a while, it becomes second nature, and,
right,
you build up that muscle, and bing, you get everything so quickly.
Yeah, I was amazed the very first time I was able to read people, let alone talk to dead people, talk,
yeah,
to people who have passed away and deceased. I was blown away that, I mean, yes, I heard that other people do this, and yes, I've gone to psychics beforehand, but for myself to learn how to do this, this was like, it was mind-boggling. It was like literally hitting the lottery.
I know.
With no exaggeration. Gave me an entire great quality of life.
And a different perspective on life.
Different perspective on life. And in heightened my spirituality, opened up my love to a lot more friends and people, and gave me a great quality of life, personally, financially, everything. It just, you know, and it's like, you know, because I turn my life to God, to the Holy Spirit. And I definitely see things through different eyes.
Yes.
And like I was saying, so if all of you could now put more energy, not only into my third eye, but to my right eye, that would really, really be helpful. And also we're going to be having this wonderful psychic coming on with us from Wyoming, Rhode Island. Her name is Jasmine, and you don't want to miss this. So stick,
yes,
around, everybody, because Sky and I We're going to be right back, and we're going to have a new wonderful friend, Jasmine, join us. So hang in there, everybody. You're in for a treat.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.